The U.S. Army isn't going to launch a coup d'etat, no matter what happens in Iraq. But a premature U.S. withdrawal likely would have severe consequences, especially for the Mideast. To push Iraqi forces to the fore before they are ready is not leaving to win, it is rushing to failure, said Sepp, the insurgency expert who advised General Casey in 2005. If we leave too soon, he and his colleague Colonel Hicks argued, we might just be setting ourselves up for another war. It is not beyond the realm of the possible that the United States would find itself in the position of leading another invasion of Iraq to make right what was allowed to go wrong for the sake of expedience, they warned. The prospect of such a catastrophe makes it more likely that the United States will remain in Iraq even if the country hovers for years on the edge of civil war. In that scenario, the U.S. strategy essentially would have to be to keep a lid on low-level civil war for as long as possible, while also trying to keep U.S. casualties low enough that the American public doesn't demand an unconditional withdrawal. That sort of chronic occupation raises the possibility of another historical parallel. The U.S. experience in Iraq may come to resemble that of yet another Western-style military's attempt to pacify an Arab population, Israel's painful 18-year occupation of parts of southern Lebanon. Even if the United States stays, there is no guarantee that Iraq won't slip into civil war. That threat hovers constantly, discussed quietly by American officers as a possibility, and more openly by many Iraqis. Americans tend to remember the horrors of their own civil war, and so assume that all parties would do their best to avoid it, a perspective that obscures the fact that there is a considerable pro-civil war lobby in Iraq. Essentially, there may be more people in the region who want to see the United States leave Iraq than want to see it stay, from Sunni Islamic extremists to their Shiite foes. The quickest way to achieve that ejection of the U.S. presence may be to start a civil war, on the calculation that the U.S. public won't stand for seeing American troops die trying to keep apart the warring factions. Some maintained that civil conflict already had begun in 2005. Yet a genuine full-blown civil war would be far worse. It likely would involve major massacres of civilians and a variety of foreign interventions, both covert and overt. A Shiite-dominated Iraqi government with its back to the wall might very well invite the Iranian military to join it in putting down the Sunnis, which likely would be done with such brutality that it would horrify the world. Were Iraq to break up, it is possible that a Shiite South eventually would harness its oil money to build its military capacity and then move southward to liberate its Shiite brethren who live on top of Saudi Arabia's oil fields, warned T.X. Hams, the military counterinsurgency expert who served in Iraq. Meanwhile, he predicted, there would be a multinational fight for the oil fields of the North, likely including Turkey, a member of NATO. We have lit multiple fuses in the region, he said. There will be multiple explosions. I'm thinking our grandkids could easily be there, carrying on the fight decades from now. Indeed, in the fall of 2005, there already were small but worrisome signs of the regionalization of the Iraq War. Not only was there a steady trickle of foreign fighters into Iraq, there were indications that the insurgency might also be exporting violence. For example, the rockets fired at U.S. Navy ships anchored off Aqaba, Jordan, in August 2005 had been smuggled out of Iraq by three al-Qaeda operatives. A month later, the Saudi foreign minister, Prince Saudi al-Faisal, traveled to Washington to warn, "All the dynamics are pulling the country apart." He could have said the same thing at home, but his choice of venue indicated that he would fault the U.S. government for this outcome. 2 months later, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, an insurgent group, detonated a series of bombs in three hotels in Amman, Jordan, killing 57 people. This is the first of a heavy rain, said a statement posted on the internet, purportedly by these insurgents. It was at this time that a thoughtful U.S. Army officer who had served in Iraq sketched out what he expected for the next 10 years of his career. In 2009, after we withdraw, and the South turns into Shiistan, and the Kurds declare independence, and Turkey invades, and Sunnistan leads to the fall of the House of Saud, and Arabia becomes the first step in the caliphate, and oil goes to $200 a barrel, then we have to invade Arabia with a broken army, and then it's our Algeria, he said.